taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
Hi, everybody. Mark Victor Hansen here, best known for Chicken Soup for the Soul and The Miracle in You. Sharon Lecter is a genius behind two iconic brands and a great friend of mine. You know the brands, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and a revival of Think and Grow Rich. In this podcast, Sharon will share with you how to maximize your money, your business, and your life. So here's to taking care of business with my friend, Sharon Lecter.
Particularly in the last couple of years with what's happened with people's credit limits being reduced, and certainly our credit card interest rates have increased, it's really important to kind of reevaluate where you are and find out what's happened to your credit score. Because sometimes without you realizing it, if your credit line is reduced, you may actually have a negative impact on your credit score. So it's really important to understand that. But I'd like to turn the clock back a little bit, because many of you have heard me speak or have heard me talk about my son, Philip, and the fact that my passion for creating financial education materials was really created and ignited in 1992 when he went off to ASU, Arizona State University, and got into credit card debt. I was furious, not just at him, but primarily at myself, because I thought I had taught him about money. I just hadn't taught him about credit. And I'm happy to say he's joining me for this segment, because I thought his turnabout is fair play. I should give him an opportunity to now talk about how he improved his credit and certainly share the things that he did that you might be able to benefit from. Welcome, Philip.
Well, thanks for having me. It's really been a lot of fun over the years to use my story of shame to really try and help other people out there. And really, Ayo, it's an interesting story for me, because as you mentioned, growing up in the household when I was in high school, of course, I had a job. And of that job, the requirement was after taxes were taken out and all those good things, I had to put 50% away into my savings account. So, you had always taught me about money, but how to work hard, how to make that money, and how to, put some away.
Let's talk a little bit, Phil, about the elements that you learned about what impacts your credit score.
Well, and that was the other part. And in all honesty, I didn't even understand that until I was 2 years removed from college. And I went to work for a lease finance company. And we would work with businesses to provide financing for any sort of equipment that they needed, ranging from computers and software to construction type equipment, tractors, trucks, all those types of things. But in that world, most of the time I was working with small businesses, and typically the owner's credit was very much a part of that particular process. And at that point in time was when I actually started to look at my own credit. And so what I'd love to talk about, going forward here is how some of the areas in which you can help, understand how your credit works and help build your credit from that perspective, both as an adult and for teens.
Well, there's really five primary areas that impact how your credit score is created. You want to review those for us?
Absolutely. Well, credit score, and by the way, your credit score is going to range anywhere from, 300 points up to 850 points. I mean, that's your typical span. And if you think about credit from that perspective, obviously, if you're in the 700 and 800s, you've got good credit. If you're in the 600s, you've got okay credit, and anything below 600 tends to be what we would call bad credit. And the whole idea behind credit is it just helps people establish a risk. I mean, if you were to loan money to somebody, wouldn't you want to know a few things? You'd want to know, A, can they pay the money back? B, do they have the sources of money to pay that back? C, are they going to pay you on time? Right. And so if you really think about those types of examples of just even you lending money, I mean, that's how a credit score is really determined to work. Now, the actual process or algorithm of creating a credit score is beyond what I think anybody really knows. So, it's very computerized today. It's all those things. But there are those five buckets that tend to impact credit. And these are all approximate percentages. But typically you find that 35% of your credit score is based on your payment history. Is your ability, have you paid on time? And typically that's based on 30, 60, 90, or 120 days. So even if you, or have you been paying late? 30% of your credit tends to be in the area of amount owed. You know, so you're the amount that you owed. And here's the thing that's really interesting about that. The first thing is that when we talk about amount owed, we talk about the amount available that you have in comparison to what you have owed. So, for instance, if you have $10,000 of credit available to you and you have $10,000 owed, that is going to hurt you and significantly impact your credit score compared to if you have $10,000 available to you and you owe $3,000. So there's that ratio in between what you owe and what you have available that has a significant impact. And you know, it's amazing how that can actually happen when you don't realize it. You could use your credit card for on all the right reasons, pay them off every month. But let's say you max out your credit card 1 month for furniture or for for your business, and you pay it off that month. But when the credit report runs their reports, it shows that you are using all that credit, and that can impact your credit score. And then obviously it'll readjust after it notices that it was paid off.
Well, that exact thing just happened to us. Your father and I are rebuilding our house and remodeling. And as I said, we always pay our credit cards off each and every month. And we have very high credit limits, but we're in the middle of remodeling. And so we want to get the miles, right? So we charge it on our credit card. And we were refinancing an investment property. And they went to check our credit score. And I just flipped out because it was the first time in my life it was ever below 800. And I was like, what? And on there, the comment was that we had maxed out these two credit cards. And of course, it was only to buy the plumbing and the lighting for our new house. And I was absolutely livid in it. So all of us need to be aware when somebody's going to check your credit, make sure you've paid off your balances. So that's a word to the wise from somebody who knows the pain.
Yes, yes. Well, and that's where, you know, the next part comes into as well, which is, you know, typically, as I mentioned already, your payment history is going to be around 35%. You know, the amount owed is about 30%. And, you know, 15% of how your credit score is going to be calculated really comes down to the length of your credit history. So, you know, this is where you always, you know, you hear about, you know, individuals that are younger or don't have quite that length there, how your credit score typically isn't going to be up in the 800s at that point in time. You're going to be in the 600s and 700s. That's a pretty typical experience. You know, but that's a really important aspect, obviously, is that length. And also inside the length of your credit history, it's really important to understand that sometimes we think that by having no debt or having no credit actually help us with your credit score. And the truth is that it doesn't. As we're talking about right now, 15% is associated to length of credit history, while 30% is associated to the amount owed in relationship to what you have available. So if you don't have anything available, that's 45% of your credit score is related to having money available and how much length you have. So, you know, even if you're not a big fan of credit cards, there are a lot of other ways, and we'll talk about those in a few minutes, in which to help yourself build some credit and build that length of history over time. That's a really important aspect that often gets missed, you know, particularly in today's society where it has this real feeling that, gosh, credit cards just are not very good for you. The other part that I really want to talk about here, and this makes up 10%, is the types of credit that you have. And, you know, when we talk about types of credit, obviously when you have different types of credit, that's to your benefit. A car loan will be different than a, you know, mortgage or a home loan, which is different than a credit card. And even in the credit card, there is the, you know, more of a credit line where it has to be paid off. And there's also the revolving where you can keep a balance over time. It's really important to have some good diversity to that because it shows the different types of, you know, credit that you have available. If you only have the type of credit or available that you have to pay off every month by design, like American Express card, that actually will impact your credit in a negative fashion because, you know, it doesn't necessarily show your abilities to carry a balance and to pay it off. And so it's really an interesting piece. It's important to have all of those aspects because that diversity makes a real impact. And last but not least, which is the remaining 10% that we've talked about, is the idea of new credit. and how having new credit also inquiries. And, you know, this is a really interesting subject and a sore subject in a lot of people's cases because, you know, for instance, I was working with an individual who had gone out and was shopping a car loan. And they were looking for a car loan and they went to a whole bunch of different dealers and they were trying to find the best deal. And it was all legitimate. You know, it was all legitimate in that regard. They were just trying to find the best interest rate, the best deals. And in fact, they had gone to one particular car lot who shopped their, you know, their information to five different banks trying to find the best interest rate. Well, all five of those banks ran credit on this individual. And what happened was is that that actually dinged their credit. So when they went to go get this final car loan, it turned out that their credit score was about 30 points lower than when they started that process. And so, you know, it's really important to understand that even shopping around can have an impact. Now, in the scheme of things, we're only talking about, you know, a couple points here or a couple points there per inquiry. But here's the challenge. You know, if you have a 725 credit score and the top tiered of financing available for 0% financing or whatever that is ends at 720, you know, if you go to three or four different locations, it's likely that by the time you get to that fourth location, your credit score has actually gone below that 720 mark. And so it's really important. You know, the end result of this is that, you know, while we can't necessarily always control what happens with the credit reporting agencies, for instance, that example of when they happen to report, which was while you were carrying that in particular balance on that, and that obviously showed that you didn't have any available credit on those particular cards, even though you pay them off every month and history shows all that. You know, it's really important that you understand that all of these different elements truly do have an impact on how your credit score works. And that's where I think we have a responsibility to pay attention. As individuals, and of course, there's all sorts of, you know, advertisements on TV today related to credit score and credit reporting. You know, find, you know, and by the way, I will tell you that the agencies will provide you with one credit report for free every year, so you don't have to sign up for some of these services if that doesn't make sense to you. But I tell you, being responsible and owning your credit is such a critical component to getting what you want and having what you want. You know, oftentimes, we just like to think of it as a silo all by itself and it's going to take care of itself. Well, the truth is it doesn't. You know, the other thing that we can't control is identity theft. You know, what happens when somebody uses your social security number or uses your name? And by the way, I've even seen situations because not only did I work with credit on the lease finance side, I also had a mortgage company and we worked with credit with individuals all the time. You'll find where the credit reporting agency received, you know, something about you, but wasn't even you. It was an error. They applied it to the wrong social security number, didn't check it. And all of a sudden, your credit is dinged. And so those are things that are really, really important aspects to understand about dealing with credit.
And there's actually three different reporting agencies. And it's very important that you do check your credit every year because with that identity theft, you hope that you're going to get a call from your credit card company fraud department saying, did you really buy those 10 computers? But you never know. And you may not be there when that phone call comes. So it's very important for you to get your free copy of your credit report. And you can do it, as Philip said, every 12 months, you can get a free copy of your credit report. And you can get it more often. And you can order it by going to www.annualcreditreport.com.
So that's it for this episode with Sharon Lecter. Go to iTunes or SharonLecterPodcast.com and subscribe to Sharon's show to find out how working with Sharon directly could benefit you and learn if you qualify to work with Sharon and her husband, Michael Lecter, to optimize your money, your business, and your life. Go to SharonLecter.com and fill out an application and discover if you might have the right match. And we'll see you on the next episode.